And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick's on his way to our 25th annual Rancho Leonero tournament in Baja's East Cape. And, boy, do we have a great show for you today. We have Mr. Mike Lum with Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, Fresno Rallo, and we're going to be talking Reel a Week and a whole bunch more. And a lot of great reports and big surprises today. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with a turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And just one of those mornings you got to love that time of the year. And
yeah.
Great to have you, Tori.
Stoked to be here.
Yeah. Are those calicos biting?
Oh, my God. Yeah. We didn't even talk about it. I went out, I made it out a day this week and yeah. Very, very good fishing.
Yeah, it's happening, huh? The water rolled a little bit on the coast, right?
I didn't see it.
No.
I don't know. I was at La Jolla. It was beautiful. 65-degree water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Actually,
was just at the point.
I had a 22-pound sea bass.
Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. On the weedless?
The 5-inch weedless. Just like Rick and I were talking about 2 weeks ago, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, on the surface.
On the surface.
Now, you know what's funny? If it was 52 pounds, I probably wouldn't have got them, but
yeah,
22 pounds, manageable. And
but it's amazing, if you use that kelp cutter rig, how much you can pull on those things through the kelp.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I had it on a little bit lighter outfit, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Like 50-pound Power Pro with 30-pound leader, and
yeah.
I had fortunate enough to get them in.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's cool. That's so awesome. That's
good.
And then the calicos were there, too.
Very good fishing. I saw a couple smaller yellows swimming around. Saw another sea bass, actually. Maybe a little bit bigger, same size, kind of.
Really?
Yeah, swimming through. There's a lot of life at La Jolla right now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's
pretty
good
neat
news. Yeah, there's a lot of life all over the place.
I love it.
Here. It's time to go fishing, for sure. And Mike Lum, I know, is itching to go fishing. Right, Mike?
I am always itching to go fishing.
Yeah.
And I don't even care what it's for.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah. I don't even mind catching those sea bass when I'm supposed to be catching calico.
Yeah, right?
Oh, darn, right?
Doesn't ruin my day at all.
I love bycatch.
Yeah, bycatch is good. Yeah. So today, of course, you are our guy from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, also known as Friends of Rollo. And today's a big day for us, right?
It is. This is the kickoff of the annual Reel a Week ticket sales, which has become a very popular annual event. I think we're into our fifth year, maybe sixth. And for something that started out just as what we thought would just be a one-time thing fun to do, we don't get asked for anything more than we get asked, when's Reel a Week? When's Reel a Week? That's been a big deal for us.
Yeah.
So fortunately, we're able to get enough supported from the industry, get the collection of reels again, and here we are.
Yeah. So first of all, let's explain what Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, does.
Well, Friends of Rollo is a nonprofit organization that was formed in 1999, obviously in memory of Rollo. And the name of the organization, Friends of Rollo, is because that's exactly how this got started back in 1999. A group of his friends said, we just have to do something to keep his memory alive. Well, I don't think anybody probably realized back then how popular, how long, how big this organization would grow. And we're now, in a lot of ways, past that generation. There's a lot of those people that are no longer with us, but we have a whole bunch of other people that are now avid supporters that really didn't really understand or even know Rollo. And so that's great. I mean, when you think about how we're going to get to other generations. And so here a couple years ago, we decided that in addition to the name Friends of Rollo, it was causing some confusion when we'd go to some of these other events where people didn't have the knowledge of the history of the program.
For those people outside of the industry, they didn't understand.
We would go do some county events and you know, like up north and different places, and I spent half my time trying to explain what Friends of Rollo was. You know, it was usually the question came, what is a Friends of Rollo? You know, that I heard that question 100 times. And so we said, well,
is that people that like to eat little Rollo candies?
I really don't know, but I realized that we were too close to it, that we understood it, and it was part of our culture, and that we never gave it a thought. But to somebody who saw it for the first time, it was very cryptic. It was like, what is this all about? So we added the name Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Which explains it all.
It explains it all. It solved that whole issue. And we could spend our time at the events then doing the event and instead of trying to re-explain over and over and over what the deal was. So the nonprofit organization is Friends of Rollo, and that is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization. And the program where we put kids on sport fishing boats for their first ocean adventure, we call the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. And so it makes everything work better. And there's still a little confusion, you know, did you change the name? No, we didn't change the name. We just simply started using the name Captain Rollo Kids at Sea to talk about the trips. And what we do on the trips is we pay for the boat. We charter the boats. Some people misunderstand that and think that somehow we get those boats for nothing. That is not true. Those people that own those boats are in business. And as we all know, this is a time of the year right now when they are busy. Well, how on earth could we ever put a trip together if we asked someone to give us the boat? I mean, it would be thousands of dollars out of their pocket every time they did that. So we don't even ask that. We ask that if we take a trip on a weekday, if we take a trip during the off season, which we really try to take as many trips as we can in the fall, that maybe we get a discount. And most of the time we're able to negotiate that. We also ask some of the groups that put the kids together to help us fund some of the trips. And some are able to, some aren't. Just depends on the nature of the organization. So, for instance, in 2019, which was our last full year pre-COVID, we chartered 104 boats up and down the coast. And I don't believe anybody, I don't believe any other entity has ever chartered 104 sport fishing boats in 1 year.
That is, that's a huge number.
It is.
And so how many kids that year went?
Well, you know, we guesstimate that that number of kids that year, and we also includes a couple of large on-land events that we help fund. Obviously, those kids aren't out on a boat, but they are at a lake or a pier, and we help sponsor those as well. And we try to take about 5,000 kids a year. That's basically 100 boats. Well, when you think about that, that's, you know, just guessing. It's about $25 to $35 per kid, depending on the trip and how many we're able to get on the boat and where the boat leaves from and all of that. But by the time we charter the boat and get the rental rods going and take care of the lunch that we pay for, it's about a $30 bill every time we put a kid on a boat. And so when you are donating to the cause, if you just think about it that way and you say, well, you know, I'm going to buy today, maybe I'm going to buy some Reel a Week tickets and they're $25 a piece. Well, you figure that you're going to put 3.5 kids or whatever it comes out on a boat. As a result, if you bought 4 tickets, it's $100. Today we're going to give you a free 5th ticket, so you get 5 tickets for that $100 bill, and 3 kids, 3, 4 maybe, depending on the boat, are going to be added to the program as a result. So it does take a lot of money, and our most of our money is raised kind of grassroots. We do it at events. We, you know, everybody.
A couple weeks ago, we did the used tackle sale, which was a huge success.
It was. Right? The used tackle sale has grown over the years. People donate their used fishing tackle. Sometimes it's people who have passed away, and they leave instructions with their family. When I go, I want all this tackle going to Friends of Rollo. And we gather it and store it and take care of it all year, and then we find a place where we can have a sale. And 2 weeks ago, we did that at Seaforth Landing. That was the first time we ever did that. We loved it. We greatly appreciate John and the guys over there at Seaforth for accommodating and letting us do that. We had a very good turnout. We sold a lot of fishing tackle, and we took those rods and reels and other terminal tackle that were sitting in someone's garage, and we turned it into money, which will now put kids on boats.
On boats.
We strive to put kids that have never been on the ocean, ever, on their first ocean fishing trip. That's what we do. That's what we work at doing. And over the years, since 1999, we are approaching 140,000 kids.
140,000
kids since the program started.
What an incredible number.
Isn't that unreal?
It is.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be kids that have never been on the ocean. If you have an organization, a church, a school, or whatever.
Boy Scout.
Girl
Scout.
You can apply to use the funds to go take these kids fishing.
Yes, we're not strict about that, but it is our goal, and we also have a goal that when, you know, we have a budget, we have X amount of dollars to work with,
right.
And when push comes to shove, if we have a choice of taking an inner city group of kids that are at need, they will get put on boats before the local Boy Scout troop located right here in the city where their parents maybe are a little more affluent. And so we prioritize based on we want to take them all. We want to take them all, but there is only so much money to go around. The year that we put 104 boats on the water, we finally just got to the point where it was like, don't take any more trips this year. We're going to have to take a breather here until we get some more money. And that's why we keep coming up with as many of these fundraising ideas as we can. They all have to be supported with product from the industry, and we only have so many people supporting us at that level. So we're trying to be as creative as we can and offer as many opportunities to support the program. On our website right now, there's an opportunity for people to go in there and make a donation. You can just go in and make a donation, but you can also make it a reoccurring donation. If you want to give $10 a month, or let's say you said, I want to take 12 kids this year on this program. You could, if you wanted to, go on to the Rollo website, which is rollokids.org, and click on the donation page, and there's an option there for recurring payment. So you would just put $30 a month, and it would just go to your debit card or your credit card, whatever you chose, and then every month, without without any hassle, it would take $30 from your account, and you'd get a receipt for that. And, of course, that's all tax deductible. And at some point you say, I don't want to do this anymore. You just go in and uncheck the button, and you're done. But it's a nice, easy way to fund a lot of kids. And you know, we haven't promoted that much. We probably will start talking about it more to sponsor more kids. But, yeah, 140,000 kids since 1999 is a very, very good number for where we're at today.
Yeah, and so how do you find these kids? How do you find these groups?
Well, we get a lot of people who request trips. There's a spot on that website where you can apply for a trip. And, I mean, there's organizations that I've never heard of that apply. And typically what happens, once we grant a trip for an organization, they have such a great experience that the following year with a new group of kids, they will reapply.
Great.
And so we tend to deal with the same groups. We take new ones as they come, but we have our plate full taking care of all the ones that channel
really?
Kids
wow.
through. We have public school teachers who contact us. And
we're going to hear from some of those.
Some are going to call in today. Wow. And it is such a wonderful opportunity. What they've done with this program, you'll hear about when they call in, but how they motivate their kids to not only do better in school, but to be interested in something that is positive, and they look forward to it. And to the point where earlier grade levels can't wait till they get into that grade so that they can go on.
So they can
the
be a part of
fishing
it.
Trip.
Because,
yeah.
because a so-and-so teacher is taking
yes.
that group fishing.
That's exactly right.
Wow. And so let's get to the task at hand, and that is how can our listeners, our Let's Talk listeners, help today?
Well, Reel a Week is just another a raffle that we do annually. And in this particular Reel a Week year, we have 20 assorted reels, quality reels that probably average somewhere around $400 in value. There's 20 of them. And starting on August the 17th, which I believe is a Tuesday, whatever day August 17th is, we will do the first drawing. That winner will be notified, and that reel will be sent to them. And then the following week, we'll do another one, and so on and so on until we do all 20 weeks. It costs $25 to enter. That ticket that you buy for $25 stays in for all 20 drawings or until it wins. Once you win, that ticket goes out of the drawing. But if you have multiple tickets, obviously, then you have multiple chances to win. And so what we do and what we're going to do, and Pete, you've been a huge part of this since the beginning. We're going to say if you buy four tickets, they're $25 a piece. You buy four tickets at $100, we will give you the fifth ticket free, so you'll have five tickets in the drawing. And for this weekend, the Let's Talk Hookup Rollo Reel a Week weekend, that's a mouthful, we are going to do a special drawing in honor of Jack Nielsen from Accurate. Jack was a huge supporter of this program from the beginning, and every year he was so generous with helping us that what we're going to do for this weekend for the Let's Talk Hookup listeners that buy tickets, we're going to do a special drawing in honor of Jack for a FX2-500 Accurate reel. So you have an opportunity at winning a two-speed Accurate reel as a bonus drawing just for people that buy this weekend, buy tickets, and we'll do that drawing as soon as we get the tickets issued.
Just the people that buy this weekend.
Yeah, that's it. And then once that drawing will
take place. But you're still eligible to win the other reel.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with
that.
No, this is a bonus.
Right. This is a bonus drawing.
It's a Jack Nielsen bonus.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. And
Jack would want it no other way.
Yeah. I'm sure he wouldn't. It's exactly right. He would love this. And so when we were putting that idea together the other day and realized we were going to do that, we also have a Cousins rod left over from when Cousins was around, super high-quality fishing rod that was built custom for Rollo, has the Rollo insignia on it. We're going to give away that rod and that reel as a combination. And we're going to throw in two tickets for the upcoming captain's reception, which we'll talk a little bit more about. But
so you can come pick it up at the captain's reception.
You can. If you're lucky enough to win, you can get your rod and reel at the captain's reception, and it'll all be compliments of Jack. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
What a cool deal.
Isn't
really
that great?
I mean, I wonder if you could even go into a shop and buy that reel right now. I mean, the way sales are.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
Right?
You can't buy the rod.
I was
going to
say, yeah, you'll never find another rod. These were made in the final year over at Cousins. They're beautiful rods. I think we only have a handful of them left. And so we're going to put one on with this reel. It's a great combination, and it's
and a couple of tickets to the captain's reception.
And two tickets for that, yeah.
Yeah, so, which is
June the 27th.
June 27th.
Yeah, that'll be over at Dana Landing from 4 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And that's a really fun event. Of course, Captains Marciano and Paul Hebert will be there signing
autographs. The funniest guys on the planet, by the way.
They really do a great job for Rallo. You know, in the last this has been going on now for Tuna Wars has been going on for 6 years. This is the sixth year, and we got interrupted last year because of the COVID thing. We still did a trip, but we did not do Tuna Wars. And collectively, the amount of money those two guys have raised for this organization is staggering.
Yeah.
And they do it all on their own time.
Yep.
They don't force us to go through an agent or any of that stuff.
And think about that. They're coming from the East Coast to support fishing on the West Coast.
Yeah. And the cool thing is that morning, that Sunday morning, we're going to have at least Paul Hebert here Let's Talk Hookup in the studio. We're trying to convince Marciano to come in, but he said he has a fishing obligation.
He loves to fish when he comes out here.
So we're hoping he changes.
I don't know if the studio is big enough for Paul Hebert.
I don't know if there's enough silent button.
Yeah, I don't know.
He got his new boat in the water. I saw that yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about. We are going to have such an amazing show. In addition to raising money to take kids fishing, we're also going to hear from the SAC spotter pilot Tom Green today. We're going to hear from Seth Bone at Kingfisher Charters, and we're going to hear some great other stuff about Rallo. A lot going on today on Let's Talk Hookup.
There's a lot. I mean, just like we described. And if you want to be a part of it, give us a shout. 213 is the number, okay? 213-432-1090. One of those lucky callers is going to get a free trip on the Liberty. How about that with Taro out of Fisherman's Landing?
How about that? Now, in addition to the free trip on the Liberty, one of the lucky callers is also going to win two tickets to the Saturday, June 12th, Ohana fundraiser for CCA
What's the date on San Diego?
That's Saturday, June the 12th.
June 12th.
At Portuguese Hall right here in Point Loma. And that's their annual fundraiser, live music, dance, food, drink, live auction, silent auction. So that's two tickets and the trip on the Liberty. So if you want to get through on the phones, you better jump on it now.
And that number again, 213-432-1090 or text us via the app.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to do it, too.
Let's Talk Hookup app, absolutely. And they only do that through the app. You can just text the show your question or comment or whatever. But, Mike, how does one get Reel of the Week? The lines are open right now. How does one get Reel a Week?
Let me say this.
Right?
I feel so sorry for Tim.
Tim Baker.
Tim Baker is about to have his day destroyed. I can tell you that. If you would like to buy Reel a Week tickets, call Tim at 909-223-9631. 909-223-9631. He will answer your call or take your message. If you leave a message, just leave him your name and telephone number clearly so he can return your call. He'll get to you as soon as he possibly can. You can also send an email to win@rallokids.org and just give him your name and your phone number. He'll return those calls in the order they come in. Many of you have asked, why can't we just do this online? Because we live in California, and in California, we cannot legally sell raffle tickets online.
Ridiculous.
We have to do it on the phone or in person. And so all you're doing with this phone and phone number and email address is letting Tim know who you are and what your phone number is. He will call you back and place your order as rapidly as he can, and he's really good at it. So be ready.
And very important to know that special Accurate Reel is only for this weekend.
Yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
So it'll end midnight on Sunday night.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And the drawing will probably occur on Monday because we'll have to get completely caught up, make sure everybody that buys this weekend is in that drawing. But the deadline
is
midnight Sunday.
Email or leave a message
at that number. Right. And I posted that on our Let's Talk Hookup Instagram and Facebook. And
perfect.
You can also get it at RolloKids.org. You can see how to call in, right?
Yes, and it's also on the Facebook Friends of Rollo page.
Okay.
So 909-223-9631.
Okay. Again, 213-432-1090. Give us a shout on Let's Talk Hookup. Win that free trip on the Liberty. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a mightier 1090.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call. 760-913-9035.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers or the adults with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of loads. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's hot. Time to get to that lake, river, or beach you love. Just remember, COVID is still with us, so plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks, Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, with just a busy morning.
Holy mackerel, yeah, busy morning again. Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, and look who's on the line. Howard's on the line. Howard Coolidge. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Howard.
Hello, how are you?
Great, great. So, all right, so Howard, of course, is a big part of Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, right, Mike?
He is that. If we didn't have Howard coordinating all these trips, we would not be able to take as many kids fishing as we do.
And that's what he does. He coordinates trips.
He not only does that, but he interacts with all the organizations that want trips. And so he's the one that actually decides which order they get placed and also works with them to help us fund trips for the organizations that can help us.
That right, Herod?
Yeah, that is all correct. It's really pretty simple. The group, that if they're interested, they're going to go on to rollokids.org. and they're going to go to the book a trip icon. And once they click on that, there's going to be a form that comes up, and it's essentially going to give me information, who the individual is, the name of their group, where they want to go fishing. I mean, we use landings from San Diego to Half Moon Bay. Pretty much all the major landings that you can think about participate with us. Most of those landings have a boat or two that they particularly use for Rollo trips. And those boats are typically based on the amount of people that the group wants to bring. We stress kids over adults. We understand that there has to be chaperones. But what we're trying not to do, unless it's a specific needed group, for instance, we have a group of kids that are all special needs. Some are in wheelchairs. We have another group there of deaf kids that go, and they need one-on-one participation, adult and kid. So obviously we have more adults on those particular type of trips. But typically it's a ratio of 5 to 7 adults with X amount of kids. And based on the amount of group people that the group wants to take, that's what the landing will direct us to that particular boat. One thing to keep in mind right now with COVID, many of the boats are not up to their normal load capacities. So when I get a hold of the group, they might want to take 50. There is no boat that takes 50 that I know of now. We have a few boats at few landings now that are up to 40, but most are in that 22, 24 to 30 range, things like that. So actually those numbers that Mike gave on what the cost of the trips are for us this year are actually going to be more per kid because we can't take as many kids that we can in the typical year. I'm sure that will change as things get better. I mean, do you take the Dolphin at Fisherman's Landing? That's a 70-person boat, but not right now.
Right.
So just as an example. So,
but that's better for the kids too, right?
Yeah, it's better for the chaperones and the crew. Let me assure you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's actually ends up a better experience for everyone about that's handling the trip. We just did a trip on the El Dorado. I mean, the El Dorado with 20. We had 22 kids on the El Dorado. You know, they caught sculpin until they couldn't catch him anymore.
Wow, fantastic.
That was a church group from Newport Beach.
Nice.
That did that trip. So once the group gets a hold of me, fills out that information, I'm going to give them a call. We're going to chat, and we're going to start working on their request. And that request is going to ask for 3 different dates, week dates. And you're going to pick what kind of half day you want to go on, a morning half day or an afternoon half day. And there are a few boats that have specialty times that they go out, especially in the spring, which is good with the school groups. We have boats that leave at 9 o'clock, 8:30, so it's easier for them to get their busing to get to and from and back to school on time. So there's some things we can work out with some of the school groups that way. We'll chat a little bit about, you'll see on that form an area where it says donation, you know, and by no means does the donation, if you put 0, mean you're not going to get a trip. That's not what that is telling us. There are groups that have means, financial means, and if they have those means, they'll put an amount there, and we'll talk about that. And in something as simple as a $500 donation for a group of 24 kids and 7 adults, that $500 likely would pay for the entire meal plan for all the kids on the boat. Most of the boats give us a small break. They come up with a meal, which is a food, a chip, and a drink typically for each of the kids. And something as small as a $500 donation from the group goes back into our general fund. And that can be used at another time for another group. So we talk about that a little bit, see if the group has means. And then
and if they don't, they don't have to make a donation at all.
No, absolutely not. You know, yeah. And sometimes I get people that think, we can't do a donation. No, not at all. Matter of fact, I would still say that, you know, 70% of the groups don't have any financial means to do that
right.
donation. But there are groups that do. We have groups that – that ask, how much can we give you? And, you know, we explain to them what we're doing, and they just come up with a number because nice. they have means. We have groups that fundraise for their own group. So they'll go out and do a fundraiser to raise money to help with the trip. And we, when we do our annual raffle, which I'm hoping we'll start up again here soon, we've had groups that get a hold of me and say, Howard, send us $1,000 worth of your raffle tickets, and we're going to sell them, and we're going to give the $1,000 back to Rollo, and we'd like to use that to help fund our trip, which
nice.
Which is really a great way to help us and to help the group by going out and selling our general raffle tickets for us. So there's creative ways that groups have helped us, which we really appreciate. And then we have individual donors. I had a man call from Washington who had heard about us, and he donated the money for an entire trip. We're going to be going out of Marina Del Rey in July. His brother's a veteran. His brother's going to come out on the trip and kind of be one of the helpers on the trip. And that just came out of the blue.
Fantastic.
Got this call. And, you know, so there's all kinds of ways that folks can help. Mike talked about that used tackle sale. That has really become something quite large and helpful. And anybody that wants to drop off gear, we have drop-off points, Dana Landing, Fisherman's Landing. And then if you can't bring it to those landings, you just call us, and we'll either tell you where to bring it or we'll come and get it. But
yeah.
That's been really helpful. But
once again, the important thing is if somebody wants to book a trip, they just go on the website, rollokids.org, and there's a tab there that says apply for a trip, that you will be the first point of contact of those of
correct.
That person. Right?
It's gonna come to me. I'm gonna call them, and then we're gonna get that trip booked, and it's fairly painless. And we've already booked 30 trips for this season.
Wow.
We're back in the mix, and kids are going. Like I said, we just went out on the El Dorado. That trip just went. So get a hold of me. We're back.
Okay, Howard. Well, thanks for all you do. You're such a tremendous supporter of the organization. And, of course, with this kickoff of Reel of the Week today and all the incentives that we're throwing out there, you're going to be lucky you're not Tim Baker today.
Right? I know. But with everything you mentioned, you know, for an individual to donate $100 to get four tickets, to get the fifth ticket
free
on top,
and to get the Jack Nielsen tribute
to have that
bonus.
Chance, right?
Yeah.
To have the chance to win that tribute to Jack, right? The reel and a cousin's rod, the whole rod and reel, and two tickets to the fundraiser. Mike, could it?
It's awesome.
That's a good deal, and I would imagine Tim is quite busy right now. That number again is 909-223-9631.
Just give him a call or. win@rollokids.org. Shoot an email.
Yeah, just need a name and a phone number,
and then Tim will get back to you.
You.
All right, Howard, thank you for contributing this morning. Sure appreciate all you do for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and appreciate that very much.
Awesome
Thanks,
stuff,
Howard. All right, appreciate that. Thank you, Pete. All right.
Hey,
let's go live to the tribute right now, right on the water. Captain Mike is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, doing great. Sorry to leave you on hold there for a while. I know you're fishing, and tell us how it's going.
It's all right. We apparently I've had too much coffee for what we've experienced over the last 2 hours. We did land one of our bigger fish. We just put a 188 on the boat. We have two bluefin here for the morning. We had a drift where we were hooking up on the sinker rigs here, flat, greasy, calm weather. Everything we hooked was on 80-pound and just one after another. I think at one point we had five hanging. But we got a spot of puddlers, and everything we hooked was just bigger fish. And like I said, about 188 that came up. Fishing has been outstanding. I mean, for what we're talking about, for, you know, early June, the amount of bluefin that have been caught lately. We got in from a one-day trip yesterday. We had 18 bluefin on the boat. The majority were 100 to 130 pounds. We had a few of the smaller ones, but you got to think about when you're landing something like that while you're hooking. You probably hooked 40 of those things yesterday. And if you want to look, talk about hook to land ratio this morning, it is it's in the toilet for sure. But you know, straightened hooks, broken connections, just a number of different reasons. But we're digging what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, no kidding. So you hooked five and got one is what you're saying, and even fishing 80 pound, huh?
No. We hooked 12 and got one.
Oh.
At one point, we had five of them hanging.
Oh man. So how can an angler improve those odds?
Honestly, in some cases, rental gear. we've talked about it several times lately, how much better our rent rods have been doing than some of the other stuff that guys are bringing out. It's not that we've hooked a lot of them on bad gear here this morning, but just a number of different reasons. But throughout the week and the last several weeks, it's amazing at how some of the newbies have come out, rented a two-speed setup from the office, and caught a fish of a lifetime or two of them. Every week, if you look at our Facebook page, you'll see guys with the C4 rental setup, a flat fall in the mouth of 150 pounder. It's about as cool as it gets.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So, and then also the thing is too, I would think that if you're losing fish to connections, check with the crew. Have the crew help you with those connections, right, Mike?
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing. If you have any questions at all about your gear, your connections, we've lost a couple this morning. Guys getting too excited and throwing the reel in full, and we do a very lengthy seminar on the way out. And somehow by daylight or 2 o'clock in the morning, whenever you may start fishing, guy gets bit, and the first thing he does is get really excited and throws it in full, and it doesn't last very long usually.
Yeah, you don't need to do that until the thing's coming in the boat in circles, right?
Yeah, even on heavy gear, like I said, that 188-pounder we just landed, if that thing wanted to, it doesn't matter how tight your drag is, how heavy your gear is, that thing's going to put you to the test.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, if somebody wants to come out and catch a fish of a lifetime, which it certainly sounds like now is the time to catch a fish of a lifetime, how do we do that on the Tribute?
Give Sport Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can buy through Tribute, sportfishing.com. And the next, I think, five trips are sold out. And it's good. Bluefin fishing is definitely, getting out. And there have been a little bit of sea bass and stuff up north. But if you're in the game to catch a big game fish, this is it. It's close to home. It's easy to do as long as you can find a reservation.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Seaforthlanding.com. Mike from the Tribute, you are always so great about calling in and giving us the live stuff. Hope you hook a bunch more today and put them on the boat for sure. And thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Man, that's crazy stuff.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, you too, Mike. Hey, when we come back and Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Mike Lum and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and a very special report with the eye in the sky, Mr. Tom Green, when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup app. If you want to join us this morning, lines are full right now, but 213-432-1090, your chance to win a trip on the Liberty with Taro and two tickets to the CCA June 12th Portuguese Hall banquet.
Yeah, so that's a great time. And then, of course, you want to contribute to and be participating in Reel of the Week, take advantage of the Memorial Jack Nielsen bonus of this weekend only for Let's Talk Hookup Week. And Tim is standing by. Is he busy?
I haven't heard from him, so I'm assuming he's really busy.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, just imagine the pile of reels that are going to go every week starting August 17th.
Yeah.
But to mention that
20 different reels.
Right.
For 20 different weeks.
But if you purchase them this week, this weekend, you get a chance to win
the Jack Nielsen.
Yeah, that Acura two-speed FX2 reel, 500 size, is going to be perfect match with that Cousins rod. And we're going to throw in a couple tickets to the captain's reception.
Yeah, so it's a whole package, rod, the reel, and the captain's reception.
Yeah.
And so what's the phone number? What's the email?
The phone number to reach Tim is 909-223-9631.
Leave a message, right?
Yeah, leave a message.
He won't answer.
He won't answer right now. Yeah. Just leave your name and phone number and make sure you leave it clearly so he can understand, and then he'll call you back. Or send an email to win@rollokids.org and just give him your name and phone number, and he'll call you back in the order that he gets those.
All right.
Again,
you get five tickets this weekend, buy four. For $100. Or you can buy one. If you only want to buy one, buy one.
But
if you can buy four, you get one free.
A lot of people buy one ticket, and Tim will usually tell them, you realize if you win the first or second week, then you're out.
Yeah.
That ticket is then pulled out of the hat.
Yeah, they stay in for the entire 20 weeks
until you win. All right, well, let's go to the eye in the sky now. Mr. Tom Green, our SAC spotter pilot. Oh, good morning, Tom.
Can't wait. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, guys.
Hey, well, I'm sure you heard Mike talking about bruisers and having trouble landing it, because you saw those bruisers, right?
Oh, I had to laugh when he was telling the story. I was sitting there watching a couple of schools the day I went flying, and I'm telling you, they were two good schools, and they were all straight 30 to 40 pounders. I'm going, wow, this is going to be a lot of fun. And then right next to those two schools, a 100-ton school of cows came up, not a one of them under 180 pounds. And I'm going, oh, boy, they better have a couple of rod gear set up. Because that's not going to be pretty.
That was right next to the school of 40-pounders. So be careful what you
right
put in the water
next
with.
To them. Wow. Oh, yeah, just right next to them. It was right there. I mean, the fish have been very shy. So I'll see them one circle, and then I'll turn and turn and turn, and then I'll see them again. And I was sitting there watching a school that was being very shy, and then all of a sudden this other school came up right amongst them. It was quite amazing.
Yeah. So
it's going to be challenging.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, how's the abundance of fish? Are you still seeing? I mean, you called us up when the tuna pens were done in January, said you've never seen this volume of fish. Is it still that way?
Oh, Pete, it's going to be. I know you guys think that I'm BSing because it seems like it never ever slows up, but it's insane. And, you know, like I said, the fish were very, very shy. And for the amount of fish that I saw in that one little area, and then all the way back in when I was flying, kind of zigzagging, coming up the coast, I was seeing a jumper here and a jumper there. There's a volume out there that you're not going to be able to believe. You get some nice weather and that fish decides to cooperate, you guys hang on. Okay. Make sure you take those other kidney belts or whatever you call them.
Yeah. So Tom, is there the volume of fish, is it in one particular area or is it pretty spread out?
You know, it's very spread out. The really good area which the boats were on, these guys are amazing. They never seem to amaze me. They're always on the fish. But the area that the boats are on is about a easy 15-square-mile area.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw some fish out by the 390, couple of real good schools, and then they disappeared, and I could never find them again. Well, I'll guarantee you I didn't see the only two schools in the area, especially the way this fish is acting. No, there's going to be a volume of fish. You guys are going to be, again, like the last 3 years, it just keeps getting better and better.
Wow.
Hang on to your hats.
Okay, so this stuff's kind of south of the border right now. Do you think it's going to, like it has in the past years, push north?
Oh, come on, Pete. For sure. I mean, it's only June. Come on. July, August, will you get that water conditions getting better on the upper end? And this fish was moving real, real slow, but it was moving to the north. And, you know, it's just the right conditions. I'd have to say, yes, we're only in the 1st of June, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, so we've got plenty of fishing time to left over. But so when are you going back flying again?
Well, I was planning on coming back down this middle of this coming week, but the weather really doesn't look that good, so it might not be till the week after. I don't know. The very first chance I see that the weather straightens out where I can really be productive, and that's when I'm going to go. I'm just watching Windy T, watching for the weather.
And the idea is you go up, look where the fish are, and then you put the San Diego Sport Fishing fleet on the fish, right?
Exactly. And kind of, you know, a really important fact that I do, and the guys on the boats, I don't know if they appreciate it or not, but I figure out where the boats don't need to go. If I don't see anything in an area, there's no use the boats going out there and wasting time.
Yeah.
And so that's just as important as knowing where to go.
Yeah, for sure. That's such a
knowing where not to go.
Such a valuable tool. Well, Tom Green, SAC spotter pilot extraordinaire, we're going to have you in the studio here toward the end of the month, too. Great, huh?
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to have you, and that's going to be Saturday, June 26th. Tom will be here with us.
And this guy in the studio.
And then he's probably going to be flying the day before that, I would guess, right?
Yeah, the day before or that day, whichever, and maybe both days, just whichever day the weather looks the best for me.
Looks the best. All right, Tom. Well, of course, between now and then, we're probably going to hear another report from you. When you're back up in the sky, you'll give us a call and let us know, right?
Absolutely. Every time that's one of my jobs, every time I go looking, I got to give you a call.
Okay, all right. We like that job. That's a good thing. All right.
Yeah, I do, too. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right.
We sure appreciate what you do, Tom, SAC spotter pilot, Tom Green, and we'll talk to you real soon, Tom. Thanks for that. Does that get you excited or what?
So pumped up. I mean, and you know his knowledge. I mean, it's I'm going to guess, 50 years?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been
five decades worth of...
Yeah. And, I mean... If that doesn't get you excited about going tuna fishing,
oh my!
Check your pulse.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, we have a special caller on the line now, Charlene Stanley. Good morning, Charlene.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, hello.
Good morning, Charlene. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for all you do to help the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to call in. First time.
We thought that you could add something to this whole story and let people know how you interact with the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program and your class that you are now part of, you and your husband Chris.
Yeah, I'm an eighth grade math and science teacher, and this has been, I think now this class, I think this will be our sixth year at our school taking kids out, and we get to take kids out on the water because of the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. They make it possible, and it's I got to say, it's an amazing program. This year, when my kids found out, you know, because of COVID, they weren't sure if they were going to get to go. And the kids coming up through the ranks, they look forward to it. And every year, it's kind of a eighth grade badge of honor to get to go on this fishing trip. And they earned their way on there, and they were hoping for the opportunity this year. And when they found out that Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea was going to make it possible again this year, they were ecstatic. They were so excited and looking forward to it.
And it's such a cool, I mean, if I can say, like, a lot of the people in the industry that love fishing, Charlene, like myself, that eighth grade, it was such an impressionable time, and really, we were so into fishing at that point in time that to introduce kids of that age to what we love is really a huge thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's really... It touches my heart, honestly, Charlene.
Yeah. So how does one, how do your kids earn their way onto a Captain Rallo Kids at Sea trip?
They earn their way through their performance, their behavior, their academics. We don't exclude any kids, but they got to earn their way as far as building that character, making wise choices all year. You know, part of it's GPA, part of it's just their hard work and their effort that they put in, and so it's kind of a year-long thing that they look forward to, and they know that that's kind of the payoff at the end of the year for the work that they've put in. So they get pretty excited about it.
Oh, that is so cool, and what a great thing for the kids, and what a great incentive, too. And what's it like taking all the – do you get to go, Charlene?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I get to go.
Yeah, and so what's it like watching these kids catching fish?
It's amazing. It starts when you get to the boat dock. A lot of these kids have never been on the water. They live in San Diego, and they've never been on the ocean. So when we first pull up to that bait barge and they see the marine life out there, that they think is amazing. And we haven't even gotten poles in the water yet and gotten a line in the water yet. And then once they get out there, that first kid that catches a fish is – the energy on the boat, they're just ecstatic. Because I think they kind of think maybe they're not even going to catch anything. When that first fish gets landed, they are ecstatic. And it's so nice to see, you know, even studying science, we study the ocean, we study pollution and trash, and they're out there looking to see what they, you know, what we talked about all year. And they are, they come alive. And it's the classroom out, you know, in real life. And it's neat to see them. They want to make sure every kid catches a fish. So you'll see one kid catch a fish, and then they might hook another one, and they're passing it off to a friend saying, "Who hasn't got one yet?" It's just amazing. It's an amazing experience.
That's so cool. Well, thank you for your participation, and thank you for what you do to help our young people
and
get them turned on to get turned on. We in the industry, we love that because these are future fishermen and they're hooked. So
I want to also add that you know, these various events we do, whether it's Day at the Docks when we do that, or the used tackle sale, or just all the events we do, Charlene is always there to help us.
Yeah.
And so she not only works the program and takes the kids out, but she's also there in between those times to help us fund this so we can continue on.
Yeah.
The only thing I want to know is, where was she when I was in eighth grade?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I wish I went to your class for sure. Well, Charlene, thank you very much for participating with Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, and thank you for all you do for those kids. I know those kids are very grateful, and I know a lot of people, including myself, are very grateful for you.
Such a wonderful thing, Charlene. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, we're going to have more wonderful things when we return on Let's Talk Hookup. More Mike Lum and Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup and a Mighty 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. ride. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and the needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.